You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
You are now listening to the Ride or Cry podcast.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Welcome to Captain Cuts. We're the only actual musicians that come to Emo Night. The only people that actually know how to work any sort of electronical DJ equipment.
Didn't you just have...
That's true.
Did you just do Jack from All Time?
He doesn't really play.
Oh, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. It's all on the track.
Yeah.
But I feel like you guys, at this point, have gotten a pretty good understanding.
No.
You're completely wrong.
No.
Two, three years deep and...
No.
I refuse
Spotify playlist.
And the air horn button.
Everybody's like, what's the app? And we're like, it's literally called DJ.
Is it even an offline playlist?
No.
So if the Wi-Fi went out...
It's all done.
You're done.
We have several... Webster Hall was running the whole show off of the hotspot on my iPhone. So that made it extremely difficult to do anything except be on the stage. So, like, people were texting me being like, come get me in, I need a wristband, I need drinks. Had to fucking leave my phone underneath my laptop because that was the entire show.
It was probably them texting you.
Yeah, it was probably you guys.
It was probably just Ben
kidding.
Just being like, what time is Machine Gun Kelly getting off? Because we really need to stay on the schedule here.
Totally stealing our thunder.
Did you already do that? Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine? Is his first name.
Yeah. Ben's just legitimately thinking...
I will never live this down, by the way.
Just texting TJ, listen, just because someone has cool tattoos doesn't mean they can go over there a lot of time, and that means Morgan, and that means Machine Gun.
Yeah.
Mr. Machine.
We were talking about what to talk to you guys about today, and Ricky was like, how about you ask Ben to do a minute by minute from 12:55 to 1 a.m. at Emo Night.
Just give everyone like an insider sort of.
Do the one from when saves the day.
Well, no, that's the only one that created the entire joke.
Okay, you have to do this.
Did you have a panic attack? I don't know what's going on.
I mean, I have a panic attack. I just came from 45 minutes of therapy.
Oh, how was it? What'd you talk about?
Welcome
to another 45 minutes of
it
therapy.
It was meditation. I was doing meditation because I have so much anxiety surrounding this live show that we're about to do for the first time. And I finally feel pretty good about it, guys.
Can you meditate?
Only when somebody's guiding me.
Yeah, I can't sit there.
I feel like an idiot.
I feel like an asshole, and it makes me more anxious. Every single fucking time, my therapist is like, "You have to meditate. You have panic. You're a panic."
So
person.
You can only meditate with someone guiding you.
I can't meditate at all.
That's masturbation.
It makes me more anxious to sit there. I hate it. And my whole life, people are like, you have to meditate. And I'm like, yeah, I've been hearing this, and it's not working.
Yeah, that's definitely not for you.
It's not for me. You can do it, though?
Like I said, when someone is talking me through it, for sure. But if I'm sitting
there... Wait, so you went to therapy, and your therapist made you meditate?
I've done that at therapy before, too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's great.
That sounds like a waste of money.
I recorded her on my iPhone, and then I could, like, do it.
I walked in there a ball of stress about the whole thing, and we, like, walked through it. And I was like laughing by the end of it.
Wait, what is the live show you're stressing about?
We're playing our first ever Captain Cuts live show.
When? On the 4th of July.
With
the Chainsmokers.
Yes.
Opening for the Chainsmokers.
Hell yeah. Where?
Wait, so
in like Michigan?
In Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
What songs are you guys going to...
Is that a great question?
Hence the stress.
Because don't you have two songs?
Yeah, it's a 30-minute set. It's like 6 minutes.
You understand? So I'm not irrational for being stressed about this.
I mean...
The show is 2 weeks away, and we don't have a live show prepared.
Well, but how many songs do you have?
Literally two songs.
Two songs.
Play those?
And we don't even know how to play them right.
Wait, are you guys going to play instruments?
We don't know.
Yeah,
we are.
Now the anxiety comes rushing back.
I think Ben's real issue, Ben's real issue is like... I will play an instrument.
You know how to do that.
I'll be fine.
I saw you.
Ryan's pretty good with a guitar in his hands. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mm-hmm. he can tell. He can go to the mic and say, "Hey, move around a little bit, guys." Ben,
which I hope he will say.
Ben's capable of many things in the studio. I just wonder how he will look in front of 18,000 people.
It's gonna look
and
good.
I think he's wondering that more than I am.
I think about it a lot. Trust me.
Are you guys wearing the tracksuits?
We haven't thought about it.
No, I think you should.
Well, it's going to be hot as fuck, no?
Yeah. It'll be like 7:30.
So you guys have two songs.
Yeah, it's like sunset.
You have a 30-minute set.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just play those songs three times each.
Yeah.
We're done. And
just,
we're off.
Can't you just remix two... Isn't that what most DJs do? They just take a song and make it longer? So just play one song for 30 minutes, but remix it.
Just a series of build-ups and drops.
Yeah, just problem solved.
Don't DJs play other people's songs? So just play other people's
songs.
It's
weird, though. You were saying it's like a cover band. It's like doing a wedding band.
Yeah, if you're playing live instruments with it, it's funny. It's like you're doing more real stuff, but people, like, I feel like we'd get calls if we played other DJs' shit with live music, but if we just DJ'd it, it's like, oh, it's cool, you're just DJing it, but if you, like, played live drums over it, it's like...
Yeah, you
guys are in a weird
position.
Your
band.
But you want to know what's great?
Also, none of us sing, so it's like the three of us are just playing along to somebody else's song, and there's no one singing. We're going to look like the weirdest cover band of all time.
I think it's going to be really awesome.
That sounds amazing.
Well, here's the thing.
You guys want to come to Milwaukee on July 4th?
Yes.
No.
We start...
No, I'm...
Also,
I'm fine.
Babs, when Babs tells the audience to go nuts, she goes like this. Hey, guys. I want everybody to go crazy right now.
It's true.
Go crazy.
No, she goes, hey... I want you guys to, like, go pretty crazy.
I gave Babs a microphone in New York.
Yeah,
and
I, like, haven't and I haven't talked to you since.
That's fine.
Yeah, she's great if you don't.
Yeah, you were like, Babs wants to tell everyone something. And it was, like, 2:30 in the morning. It was, like, my only time that I was... Every time you guys go on, I don't give a shit about anything anymore. Like, I don't look at my phone. I'm like, this is fine now. And so I was in that moment, and I had the mic, and I didn't say anything, did
I? It's a true relief whenever you guys go on.
Yeah, it's the best.
We can
actually enjoy ourselves and enjoy the party.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually just booking you guys for us at this point. at this point, it's just become when these guys are here, we don't have to worry about anything. But what I have noticed is that people start rushing back in as soon as they know it's one. And also, you guys make it legitimately rain in the echo because everybody's so sweaty and horny at like the end that like it like
the must
when
the
everybody
must
leaves
like...
the sweat drips down and it's like legitimately raining
in the club.
Wow.
I also feel like that time of night in any club situation, whether it be emo night or like, you know, live nightclub in Miami, like the last hour has to be just the most
horny,
sexually horny, and it's just so like horny, it's the end of the night, it's we're gonna go home with someone now, mm-hmm. or it's not gonna happen.
I'm always interested to see like because I know people go home with each other after our other nights, and after our nights I smell horrible, so I always am like wondering how that works out for everybody else.
Well, if both the people smell horrible,
yeah,
then...
exactly.
Yeah, and
one's always worse, though.
Yeah.
Like one,
and you don't really know how bad you smell until the next day.
Oh, yeah. I always shower after you
I do. No, I do, too. I'm just saying, I feel like when you're in that level of drunk...
She does not.
Yeah, Babs doesn't.
There have been times where we're on the road and I'm like, dude, you haven't showered. We did two emo nights.
No, what? Okay, this is literally not even a real story, like at all. One time, TJ's like, you should shower because I told him that I hadn't showered in like 24 hours, and you just like told me to shower for no reason.
I don't know. I just like after emo night, like how can you not shower?
I just like fall asleep.
I don't know. She falls asleep like in her clothes and then wakes up and goes to the airport.
I get a snack and I fall asleep and I get more snacks.
I just feel like it'd smell really bad if two people met at emo night and then went home and smashed.
Haven't people, they've proposed to each other at emo night, right?
Yeah.
Like, love has been created.
Yeah, it's been created, but everybody's disgusting. Is the thing. I just can't imagine what that is like for those people. I've
taken long baths after certain nights.
Same. I did that. I do that a lot.
Some of them are just...
It's the only way to get it out.
They make you question your life.
Yeah.
I was about to say there's a lot more than just sweat to wash away.
You want
to
know.
A lot of questions.
You ever sit in the bath and your penis like sticks right at the top?
My favorite thing in the world.
Because it floats and then you can just see the top of it. Oh. It's really funny.
No, you and then you drain the bath and wait for the moment where it pops
up. It goes
up.
Back. Yeah. It's one of
right, Babs?
It's one of the funnier things that girls will never know about. I feel like every time I've taken a bath, I was like, I wonder if girls do this with their boobs.
I'd like to imagine they do.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, because like it's the, what else are you going to do in the bath, read?
No. Dude, I watch stuff on here now that this is like waterproof.
Mm. Is that actually is waterproof?
It? Yeah, it's
the seven
plus is
well,
waterproof.
That's great that it can go underwater, but you can't have headphones.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, so that's fucking, they're like, we're going to do one good thing, take away one good thing. So these guys are actually, they write a bunch of songs for radio and other bands as well. I think. I don't know. What the fuck you guys do?
Yeah.
It's like, that's the...
It's something like that, yeah.
I don't know. Everybody...
Yeah, I feel like most people who come to Emo Night don't really know what you guys do, so you should talk about it.
We don't do anything the day after Emo Night, ever.
Yeah, no one does.
It's like, no but matter what.
Actually, until infinity, the first Wednesday of every month has a block on it, on our schedule.
Our managers are forbidden from booking anything, no matter what it is.
Yeah, we don't do any meetings after
we
that.
We could have had a Lady Gaga session, and we said, sorry. Oh. Wednesday's sure. Your only availability? That sucks for you.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. We tried to bring Lil Dicky last time, because we had a session with him that day, but mm-hmm. he like had to play basketball or with Kanye or something.
That is
what that's actually
is that actually yeah. what he had to do?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Dude, Skins is canceled. He doesn't do sessions anymore. He's just too depressed. Does it make you guys depressed?
What, Emo Night?
No, doing sessions.
Oh, no.
No.
No, it's the best thing in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
You feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
You need to spend some time with him. He's like, really, really, he's like, I can't do
I mean,
it
a bad session is never fun. But,
yeah.
But, like, I think we've done this now for, like, 6 or 7 years, and you kind of, you learn how to have a good session out of a bad session or get out of a bad situation very quickly.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a session where you're like, I just don't know what to write?
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
yeah.
Like, how do you get around that?
Well, if it's a bad session because you're with someone that you're just not gelling with, like the artist or, mm. or another writer
yeah, yeah.
or whatever,
yeah.
Yeah, like we've developed ways to kind of end early and be like, yeah, we'll send you a bounce. Never.
Right.
But generally, we've been doing it for enough time now that we kind of know the type of writer or the type of artist we gel with, and we book sessions with people we're familiar with that we've gotten good songs and good music out of. So but the fun part about it is working with different writers and artists every day.
What's your favorite type of stuff to write? Because like I feel like writing rap would be really fun, but like I like wouldn't know where to begin with it.
There's honestly when we first started doing this, our first manager told us we needed to develop like as producers like a specific trademark or calling card, like something
Mike Will made this.
Exactly. Well, yeah, not like a Jason Derulo. But like,
I should do this.
Yeah, just a fart.
Yeah.
But more like
great
I mean
idea. A sound.
Yeah, a sound. More all encompassing. Like
oh,
the,
not,
like Skrillex had
mm-hmm.
a sound when he came, you know, and he was like, you guys need a color card so you know people know you for that and they want that sound, and we didn't really like that. So we kind of have been doing so many different types of artists and bands and pop stuff that there's the answer is just like the variation is our favorite.
I think that's great because
yeah.
I mean, if you asked like one of those dudes like Mike Will to make like a song like your guys's, I think it would be an impossible task because he's like good at one thing.
He's incredibly good
at
yeah.
one thing, like really, 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 really good
yeah.
at that one thing. But I feel
yeah.
like you can
yeah,
stick...
and, but also he's a producer, and I don't think I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for Mike Will made it, but I don't think he considers himself as much of a songwriter as a producer. And I think we are very much producers and songwriters at the same time. So.
I don't even know what a producer does.
Like,
isn't that just like also a songwriter?
No, he's making the beat. Like he's making.
So that's a song.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but he's
in
not
hip-hop,
doing
it's
any
much
own
more
lyrics.
Defined. In hip hop, it's a much more defined like business and format. It's like the producer is the guy that programs the track that you hear, and then the writer is the people who write the rap.
Damn it,
and
Raven.
What?
Your mom's calling you.
She's so wonderful.
Should I put her on?
Yeah, she's
mm-hmm.
such a nice lady.
Mom, you're on my friend's podcast. Say hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, it's Morgan. Remember, I shot a video at your house?
Hi, Morgan.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much again. I'm sorry if we scuffed anything. I think about it a lot.
No, you didn't. You guys were great. Ryan Raben.
Yes.
I just sent you two pictures. I'm standing here with Gimmo, and we just wanted to know if that was all the stuff that was on the table, including, I think it's two speakers.
Mom, I'm literally in the middle of an interview. You're on the air.
You decided to pick up
the phone. But I think, I thought once I said that to her, she'd be like, oh, call me after.
So what about the stuff on the table, Ryan?
I'm going to have to get back to you.
Okay, well... Oh my god, okay. Get back to me as soon as you can.
Okay, love you, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Say bye, Tina.
Bye.
She's so nice. In Ryan's house.
Oh my god.
In Ryan's parents' house, there's a giant cutout of Ryan.
Is there really?
Yeah, in the middle of the living room. It's like a life size cutout.
Wait, where's your mom from? I'm crying. Where is she from?
South Africa.
That's amazing.
Put that on the bingo board, Babs cries.
Yeah, there's like a giant, it's right by the bathroom, so when you come out of the bathroom.
That's so funny.
No, because you'll be standing there and out of the corner of your eye you'll see it, and it really startles
you. Do you guys dress it up, for holidays, put a
yarmulke they do.
On it?
Where'd you get it? I can't remember
what
it was.
From Conan.
Oh, yeah, but the Group Love did a Conan performance, and our bright idea for doing something wacky on it was we had eight cardboard cutouts of each member surrounding us while we played, and then we bashed the cutouts.
I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I got cutouts of myself all over my parents' house, which I like that about it.
Well, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Well,
everybody that doesn't know, Ryan also plays drums in Group Love, which is literally Skins.
I feel like we're supposed to
hold favorite. For applause.
Yeah. Which is Skins' favorite band for some.
Did he come with you to that show that night?
He loves it. He loves the sounds. He's a sound guy.
Yeah.
I don't even think he fucking listens to songs anymore.
Right.
He just is the sounds are great. And I'm nobody. I go back and forth with him all day because he's this sound is going to make this song. And I'm that song will make that song.
Yeah.
And
are you talking about your music?
Yeah.
With Skins, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I love what you guys are doing.
It's a fake band.
Songs are great.
It's great. You guys. We're a fake band. We're a fake band. That I'm going to make shirts that say, I hope we never have to play these live. And I'm just going to do a fake tour tee that says the States.
That'd be a great name for the album.
I hope we never play
this live. Well, Cobalt was oh, you guys are going to do all this stuff. They signed us and they were you guys can do all this stuff. And I'm I'm going to do the opposite of that.
Yeah.
And not push this. And not be like a normal band, because that's not gonna
happen. This podcast comes out and you get an email that's you've been dropped.
Yeah.
Wait, were you guys ever music? You played music.
Were you ever music?
Were you ever in music, playing it, writing it, all of those things?
Yeah, I got paid $8 from CD Baby yesterday, actually.
What?
Yeah, lucrative stuff.
Lunch on this guy afterwards.
Yeah. I was not. My parents are both musicians, but I did not. They bought me guitars and stuff in hopes that I would become a musician, but I just wasn't into it. Hey, I wish I was, but I just wasn't.
When did you guys start doing all this stuff? Because I remember in high school, they were in grade school, they were all right, you can play sports or do drugs and be in a band. And I was that's easier. And I'm Jewish, so I'm not going to play sports.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't like that.
Played volleyball.
We played volleyball.
Yeah, they played sports. I played some sports and sat on the bench for a while, and then I was I don't know what I'm even doing.
Wait, where did you guys meet?
High school.
I mean, I've known him since I was two.
Oh, really?
We went to elementary school together.
Cool.
And preschool, yeah.
Yeah,
and
the whole thing.
We met Ryan, Ben's 1 year below me, but Ryan and I met in ninth grade.
Wow.
Yeah. Been tearing it up ever since.
They were in a high school band together. Called the
what
Anthem.
Called?
The Anthem. Look them up. Look them up.
Nice.
Was it pop punk?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Did you cover the Anthem by Good Charlotte?
No.
That would have made sense.
No, we came out before that song came out.
Oh.
We did. we did one show at the Whiskey opening for CKY.
Was it the fucking greatest thing in the entire world to open for the at the Whiskey?
No.
Like, for you, well, I guess you guys are from here.
Well, we loved CKY. We were super stoked about it, and then we got, like, booed off stage and called gay and thrown ice at our faces.
I got a condom hit me in the face while I was playing.
Oh, my God.
Like, someone unwrapped it and threw it at my face.
Really? And you guys were, like, 16?
Yeah.
That's so traumatic.
Yeah,
it was pretty brutal.
Well, now
I think our dads, like, hit people or something. And,
whoa.
You know, yeah, one dad hit somebody.
And now you are... Which dad?
I can't remember, actually.
That seems like a Trevor Raven move.
It may have been Trevor.
It's probably my dad.
Yeah.
That's amazing, though, that you guys, like, continued, and now you're fucking killing it, even though you got booed off stage at the Whiskey. Like, that's...
Well, imagine if they just threw in the towel after getting that. Like,
I don't know, man. I would have.
Dude, I there's, like, the best pop punk band from where I grew up. It was called Four... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's called Little League. Mm. Obviously, it is a pop punk band.
Yeah.
Actually, I wonder if we can even pull up...
I think we talk about Little League on every podcast.
Mm-hmm. You should add that to the bingo.
I don't think I've ever talked about it once.
Yeah.
You have multiple
every
times.
Time.
No, I've talked about Four Alarm Fire. I've talked about Thorsch. I've talked about Gat Rot. I've talked about all these other bands.
I wish you guys wouldn't fight on air.
Fathom was my progressive metal band.
Fathom.
Yeah. We want to tick six.
Like, can you fathom how dope this sounds?
Yeah. The biggest thing, did you guys go through a metal phase? Because that's what I did.
I went through a new metal phase.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah.
That's good.
Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit. I still maintain that Nookie is one of the greatest sounding
yeah, it was awesome.
Metal songs ever.
It's still
it's
good.
A very good song.
I remember I lived in Seattle, and that album came out, the Limp Bizkit album, mm-hmm. When I went to Seattle, I made my uncle buy. We went to go to like a record store to buy that album. Remember, you like kept albums with or like CDs with you, and you're like you read through the whole thing.
That was the first CD I ever copied.
Really?
Yeah, with like a hardware, you know, like a standalone hardware machine copier. You put the real one in, you put the other one next to it. Yeah.
So
I played from Fred Durst.
Look, have you met him?
No.
I toured his house because he was selling it, and I checked it out just to see what was going on.
How was it?
What was it like?
I really liked it.
Full of jizz.
It was in the Hollywood Hills. He had a studio. He had a studio with just like Limp Bizkit plaques everywhere.
Nice.
Can you just buy those?
Yeah. The plaques. I don't want the house.
Just have people come in for a session with Captain Cuts, be like, holy crap, you guys did Limp Bizkit? And like,
no.
We did not do Limp Bizkit.
Who's like the wildest person that y'all ever had in the studio? Like, where you were like, this is fucking weird. Where you're like a little starstruck. Because I'm, at this point, it's, I don't know who's showing up where at our things. And so it's hard to be starstruck and also work.
Right.
I think it's the people that were in the emo and pop punk scene. Like,
yeah.
Something cool.
We worked
like,
with, yeah, we worked with Andrew McMahon. And there was a moment where... I think like we played it cool for the whole session, and then there was one moment where he was like, "But what if we like did this thing?" And he like went over to the piano and just did the most Andrew McMahon piano riff I've ever heard, and a piece of me just like leapt out of my chest. I just couldn't help.
Yeah,
like,
that
the
was
fan.
Freaked
I was
me
like,
out.
"Yeah, that's perfect."
I had a moment like that this weekend. I had a show with Group Love in Buffalo, and we played right before Dashboard.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm, and Chris Carrabba came up like as I was about to go on stage and like introduce himself. Hey, man. He's like, "Hey, man, I'm a huge fan. Like, I love your sound." He's like, "Skins, he loves the sound."
Yeah, he like loves the sound, man.
and he's like, "It's so cool to finally
hate the
show."
Band.
And
I
was like, "Yeah, well, it's great to meet you too. Hey, I was at Emo Night when you played a few months ago. I DJ'd right after you." He was like, "Cool. But I'm excited for your show." And I didn't know what to say, and I kind of like ran to the other side of the stage and then didn't see him again.
I got like that with him.
Yeah.
I also got like that the last Emo Night. The dude from Silicon Valley was there.
Yeah, I know. Thomas
Middleton.
Oh,
Middleton. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him.
I got
the
very
CEO
starting.
Of Pied Piper.
I mean, have you guys gone to see Middleditch and Schwartz at the Largo?
No.
Have to go.
Is he?
They just do an hour of straight improv that is, it's like unbelievably
funny.
It's
John Ralphio from
Parks. It's John Ralphio from
okay.
Parks and Rec, and the two of them, they walk on stage, they literally,
yeah,
he has the audience member for like
it's
one sentence, and they just go for an hour of just straight, it's really, really, really great.
I've never, I think, because you know when you're like watching, I'm like currently watching it, so now it was like, And I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to be like, because I wanted to say, hey, like, thanks for being, like, really, really funny and really, really great. But I'm sure he gets that all the time. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just don't know what to, but I also wanted to say, hi, I do this. So, right. And then can I give you something? Like, I just
wanted to
like,
give him.
I don't know. I just wanted to be like, what do you want? You want some of that free food? I'll get you that food.
I wonder how he got there. Does anybody know?
We what? Never know. Yeah. We literally never know where
I think
come
he's
from.
Friends with. One of the dudes in 303.
Mm.
Sean is super.
I think Sean. Yeah, I think Sean is like his wife is friends with his.
Sean
wife.
Is his wife.
Sean's wife.
Did you guys get my Venmos, by the way?
Yeah.
They Thank talk you so much. It. I love that you think that a pop socket costs $3.
How much is it?
They cost $15.
But they're
$15
retail. But I do.
I like it because it's almost more offensive. It's because you're just like, I don't have any concept of money.
Here's a dollar.
Yeah. What meeting were you guys at?
The custom ones.
We were just working, is the thing. Like you thought we were in a meeting.
On Amazon, I bought a
pop
for
$7.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, so we're just working.
Who are the other employees? I thought Mikey was the only guy.
No, we have Jacob, and we have Sean, and we have an intern.
Were you in here?
Yeah. Yes, you were. You were sitting here.
I was. Oh, see, I thought I was interrupting, so no. I just, like, panicked.
That's why we were like, why are you being so
away?
Fucking weird?
I just had a panic
You had, like,
attack.
One foot out the door.
I left what's-his-name's clothes, which he's been
which is
Paul.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to get that back to him for, and I just
like
forget
a year.
Every time. Yeah. And
if
then,
you would have never brought it up, we would have taken this to our grave. I fucking forgot the second he texted me. I was like, oh, my God, I don't care. And then I was like, it was a burden for me to text you to be like, hey, can you like, I don't know, man, he left his shirt
so
or something.
For context for the podcast, Paul would played the yoga instructor, because he is one in real life, at during our Captain Cuts video shoot that Morgan directed, and he left a shirt there after getting facepalmed in the video by Ryan.
So many times.
So
it was like
times.
Seven takes.
It was like our yeah, it was like our second one of the day and we had to get it right.
And you were just going, harder! Do it harder!
Yeah.
And he left his shirt there. My mom washed it and ironed it, thinking it was mine. And
yeah.
I just still left it and my parents just never picked it up. And I get texts from him consistently once a month for every emo night.
Because he would text me.
Yeah, and he'd say, hey, can you try to remember to bring the shirt? And he's so sweet because I forget every time. He'd be like, it's totally fine.
Wait, he talked to you? He spoke to you?
Oh, it's
yeah, he
cool.
spoke directly
it's
to my face.
He has the strongest voice.
I also just
want to
say that day of video shooting was filled with the three of us apologizing to people in the video while Morgan... Or Justin screamed, like, more or harder again. And we're just like, we're so sorry we're doing this. As we, like, did whatever horrible thing we
yeah,
were
the
doing.
Yeah, the butler was like, bring it. It was really
Yeah, he
difficult.
Was game. He was game.
It was difficult because he was a stranger.
Yeah.
So, and you have to physically assault a stranger.
Yeah.
Is like, a very strange thing. That's a why, like, I, and he was totally down. He's like, it's part of acting. And I'm like, I don't know if it is. Like, I was like, I don't know if this is, like, when you were like, hey. Yeah. I'm gonna get into this business.
I don't think this was the day you had.
Yeah,
in mind.
I don't think I'm gonna get facepalmed by Ryan.
Yeah. Remember when Justin started dating one of the video girls?
Well, we don't need to talk about this.
We can talk about it. Here's going here. Here's that played out, and now guess what? I know he's probably talked to
I
you
know
guys
the whole
on,
story.
Light on it endlessly.
I thought that I had for the first time in my life set up like true love for a second. I thought I'd made it happen. And I didn't.
Does he call you 4 or 5 times a day?
Does he call me?
Yeah.
No.
He's a real caller. he calls. He calls.
Well, dude, I used to live across the street from him, and I would just
from
see
Justin?
Him. Yeah,
yeah.
All day, just pacing up and down the street on his phone. I was like, who could he even be
Nothing
talking
Nothing has
to?
Ever made more sense.
But Morgan,
than
you
I
pick
made.
Up no matter what. Like, we could be in the
that
middle
really
of a meeting,
right.
And you're like, mm-mm.
That's Raven. Raven will get in the middle of a session, like, one of those random numbers from, like, Mojave, California that you obviously don't answer. And Raven will look at it, and I'll be like, Raven, don't answer that. He's like, hello?
just like, what? Because at the end of the day, no one leaves messages anymore.
Yeah. But if
just,
it is important, they will leave a message.
Mm-hmm. No, not the case anymore.
Yeah, I won't
that
leave
is
a
not
message.
The case.
I
do not leave voicemail ever.
No.
I will text if you don't pick up, if it's important. And I just have that thing in the back of my head, like, maybe could who knows who it could be.
Maybe
it's not,
an emergency.
Yeah, maybe it's not a telemarketer. And when it is a telemarketer, I actually get a lot of satisfaction of like, I fuck with them a little bit before I put the phone down.
Like what? Like mm-hmm. what do you say?
I did this yesterday in the airport. I was like super busy, stressed out. Like they changed my gate like 3 times and I got a call from some Indian scammer. And they were like,
I don't think you can say Indian scammer.
You can definitely say Indian scammer.
I don't know if you can do that.
I don't go that far. I think
you can't do accents?
I don't know.
Ryan's mom called and did an accent. That's racist.
That's her real. That's her real white South African accent.
Yeah, so they're cool. Like
white Jewish South African.
I know. It's a very strange combo. She's got like a trifecta of confusion.
Yeah, you never know. You're like, are you Australian? Are you? Like,
yeah, I couldn't tell.
It's a tough accent slow? To do.
She is exactly what I would want a mom to be.
Right.
She is like, I don't care, just I'll clean. I'm so, and she's just so nice.
So nice.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened because.
How did she create such a monster?
Well, I don't know.
The real question. It's the real question.
I also have a Jewish mom. And it is not.
Oh, she's the best.
It is not the case.
You like Morgan's
mom?
Oh
my God, I love her.
She
I love her.
A wonderful lady from afar. Oh.
And like
Morgan.
Yeah, cut it out. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It
tell us a story about Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's.
Give them some context.
I feel like.
Of course, her name is Cheryl.
Cheryl. Cheryl from. Cheryl. Cheryl from Brooklyn.
That's where my. I bet our moms are the exact same person. Yeah. My mom is from Jamaica, Queens.
Yeah, that's where she. That's where they grew up.
Yeah.
In the projects.
I bet they know each other.
Or knew each other in the past. What a nightmare they just talk about.
Our moms are probably very similar, but I love my mom.
I love her too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
She's very funny. Her dad is a lot, like, I don't have any, like, good Cheryl stuff except being, like, she's, like, offensive without being offensive.
Right.
You know, like, without, like, trying to be. Like, but everybody's like, she's like a mom, so you can't be mad at her. But like when her dad Bib, my grandpa Bib,
was Bib,
yeah, his name was Abraham,
which Bibby,
logically Bib,
little Bibby,
yeah. So Bib was like in hospice.
Little Bibby is in hospice,
and he would like hear the nurses come. And he would be like, oh, I hear the click-clack of your stripper heels. Like, he's just like, until the day he died, like a total dick. But like, in like a really funny and endearing and charming way that people from New York have that thing where you can't be mad at it. He called his nurse Gabriella.
Oh, that's good.
You know, it's just stuff like that. It's like that has been passed down to...
your mom.
But
I still haven't heard one good Cheryl story.
I don't know why she's not here right now, though. I don't know why she doesn't do the podcast.
She would.
With you just throw it to Cheryl every once in a
while. Well, here's the thing.
Your thoughts, Cheryl.
Sean wouldn't be able to put any of it on iTunes. He would be like, you can't say that.
Ugh.
He'd be like, you can't say that. You can't say that either. You can't call them that.
Where does she live?
In Tucson now.
Oh.
I can't believe they're from Jamaica. Jamaica, Queens. What, John?
I'm so conscious now of him, like, opening the pen and being like, nope.
He's playing, like,
he's also playing bingo.
We're going to introduce this probably to our listeners where we have a bingo board of stuff that normally Morgan brings up, like Fargo, Tucson, what are some other ones?
Dr. Jonathan, his therapist.
TJ Burping. He always says, do the thing.
Do the thing.
TJ, how was Japan, by the way?
Dude, it was so cool. Yeah, I really loved it over there. You guys like it?
Did you go to the bar I recommended you go to?
I did not get a chance to go there. I was so tired, dude.
Did you go
I went
to
bed every night at like 8 p.m. because I was so jet lagged.
Right.
Did you go to that restaurant that Nagjeep was talking about?
No, I didn't get to go there either.
What did you do?
I literally went to bed at like 8 p.m. I did things all day.
I saw you went to the one thing I didn't do, which was the robot show.
Yeah, that was honestly like the highlight of the trip.
Really?
I read some reviews that were like, it's a tourist trap,
right.
But it was really cool. It's like the Electric Light Parade, but in a room this size.
Right.
And
with bottle service.
Yeah, with bottle service. Yeah. It's very cool.
I did not wash my hands. I washed my hands before I pee.
Sorry, Morgan, we were in the middle of something. Yeah. Should have gone to that bar.
What is it? Tell us more about
it. It's this dude, this, like, incredibly flamboyant Japanese dude that speaks incredible English who just, his job is he has a bar in his apartment and like a fold-out bed when everyone leaves. And it's unmarked, it's like what it would be the coolest bar in LA if it was in LA, but in Tokyo it's just some normal bar. Mm-hmm. You just like walk up this apartment building, and you go in, it's number 501.
Should have gone.
You go in and he's like, "Hello, I am Tai Chi," and he does like, this is what he does. This is what he does. Yes. He goes, "Hello, welcome. I am Tai Chi," and like so you remember his name, and he does like the karate stance. And then he says, "What drinks would you like? I can make you anything, just nothing too complicated." And I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "You know, Jack and Coke, rum and Coke."
So two things.
Yeah,
he has the capability. He's like, "I can put one thing in another thing, and that's that."
Yeah.
Three ingredients. It's out of the window.
It's a good. It is just a cool, a weird, cool thing.
I got to go back anyway.
Yeah.
I've been dying already.
Just say you know Amisu.
Okay.
Yeah.
We heard this story about. If you, the Yakuza, that if you have, like, this black card, you get out of a jam. Do you know anything about this?
No.
Apparently there's just some black card that, like, it's like...
They'll come help you.
This could also be...
You show it to anybody, and they're like, okay.
Oh.
They you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
This also could have been a story told to us by somebody who's like, yeah, they have no idea what... They'll never be in this situation.
I feel like the person telling you this story has no affiliation with the Yakuza whatsoever.
I think he's a Japanese person.
I think so.
I think he is. I mean, his children look fairly Japanese, but he does not. So
he looks. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I don't.
What do you think he looks like?
I don't see race or color. So I am colorblind and race blind. So I'm accepting of all. He looks just like a person to me. And I don't see gender. He looks like. So. It just looks like it's something.
Just looks like a bag of potatoes to me.
Yeah.
That's all I see. Just all people.
I didn't even bring up Fargo. You did.
Ooh.
So I was at a wedding this weekend, and
I heard it. I was peeing, and I was like, "Fuck yeah!"
I had a really good Snapchat, but the audio didn't work. I was super bummed about it.
You sent it to us.
What is it?
Yeah. That Walk the Moon song came on that they wrote, and everybody was like dancing and singing along, and I. Took a Instagram and I was like, my friends wrote this song.
And it's silent.
Yeah. I think I was just like covering the microphone.
Yeah, I watched it a bunch of times.
I almost thought you were fucking with them.
No.
I was super bummed
and deleted it when I got home.
It is crazy that song has become like a wedding song. It's a weird thing. We get videos of it.
It's like now like the YMCA.
I wouldn't put it up on that level of YMCA, but it's just a crazy thing.
It was in between like the twist, you know, and shake.
Yeah, it's the I
twist
went,
and shout.
I
twist
went to,
and shout.
I went
and then
to a wedding.
What's the other one?
Shake it up, baby.
The shake.
Yeah, the shake.
That's the shake. The shake is that's like the most classic one. You make me wanna. That
shout?
One.
Shout.
Oh, that's
shout.
Shout.
See, they're all
mixed
up here.
The shake doesn't have quite as good of a ring to it.
Do the shake.
Yeah. Dude, I went to a wedding in Napa Valley, and like the song that we did the video for came on, and then like two songs you guys wrote came on, and it was
What
just,
wedding was this?
It was my cousin's wedding, and it was in a vineyard.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was
great.
It was terrible.
Oh.
I don't like weddings.
Oh.
I don't like putting on a suit.
Mm, right.
I look like a little kid in like a big person's
suit. I'm a big kid now.
Yeah, I look like a little kid in like my dad's suit.
Bring a briefcase.
I look completely uncomfortable. Like I look like really, really, really uncomfortable.
Maybe you need to have bespoke suits.
What is this?
Custom.
Can you do that? I don't know. I don't want to do that.
I just learned the other day that bespoke means custom.
Oh, I've never heard of that. I thought that was a brand you were talking
about. No. It's like, I always have these like English, you know, British cousins. They're like, oh, you look nice. Is that a bespoke suit? And I'm like, yeah, totally. What is that?
That just means custom?
Apparently that just means like, yeah, tailored to fit you.
You sound
smarter
than most people.
Right?
Yeah. I don't dress up. That's why we do this, is so I wore this yesterday, and I'm going to wear it again tomorrow.
Morgan, okay, so speaking of, like, when TJ's like, Babs doesn't shower for 24 hours, Morgan wore the same shirt from Emo Night New York for 3 weeks after that. I'm not fucking kidding, you guys. 3 weeks after that. The same shirt.
Was there a smell
in it? No, I wait until somebody says something.
Neither of you guys smell bad. It's really amazing to me.
It was literally the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I shower every day. I just put the same stuff on.
Oh, okay.
I shower every night. I go to bed. I shower before I go to bed. It's not like one of the only... If I don't shower before bed, I feel... Bleh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm a morning shower guy.
I switched.
But like three weeks of the same shirt.
No, that's
it was intense. Wild.
It's about shirt. What shirt was it?
Let me tell you. I switched, baby.
This is the new one.
I switched from morning to night. It's a whole new world.
You're into it.
I was doing mornings... And then at night...
Yeah, but what if you go to bed with your hair all wet
you
and you wake up with like
guy?
A mess?
No, morning guy.
Night guy.
Night guy.
I do both. I will say the night shower, like feeling refreshed and getting into a clean bed.
It's one of the best feelings in the world.
And then you wake up with a fucking giant afro. At least I do. If I go to bed with wet hair.
You've been growing your hair quite a lot.
Yeah. It sounds like a personal problem.
My hair's been the same length for 3 years. I don't know why.
It just stopped?
Yeah, it just stopped growing.
You haven't had a haircut for 3 years.
I mean, I buzzed the sides of it, but like I haven't cut the top at all. It's been literally the same length for 3 years.
Should maybe get that checked out.
I don't know.
I think I'm cutting it. I think I'm going to cut it off and donate it. I'm like kind of over it.
I don't know
to
if that's
what?
Long enough to donate.
It's got to be 8 inches for Pantene. Did you know that Locks for Love charges people $1,000 to get a wig?
What?
Yeah, so that's why I'm going to donate to Pantene.
Right.
Because they give them for free to the kids.
Oh. You really looked into this.
I did.
It was the obituary shirt. I was wearing an obituary shirt for 3 weeks.
Bringing it back to that. We're back to that.
I remembered what shirt it was, and then I completely... Ryan asked what shirt it was, and I didn't
ignore
him. Yeah, I ignored
you. You ignored TJ and his hair story. And you went back to the shirt.
Do you think they would take this hair? Probably not.
No.
They're like, this has been dead for 3 years.
This is straw.
We're a
scarecrow.
Yeah. We can feed this to the horse. But fucking, like, I don't know what the problem is.
I'm sorry, sir. Your hair has...
This has been dead.
Hepatitis.
How often do you guys go to the doctor?
Me too much. I'm a joke in my doctor's office.
Really? You just walk in?
It's not surprising. I mean,
you
yeah.
think you're dying every 5 minutes?
I, oh, I am.
Me
I
too.
Am
100% me too.
Dying every week.
Yeah.
Of a different thing.
That skipped me.
I'm literally the same way. I go for literally anything.
I will call my doctor and I will visibly,
crying.
I will like hear him audibly roll his eyes like, hello, Mr. Berger. What's going on
the last
today?
Time I went to my doctor, she was like, you can't come back for a while. She was like, I can't do this.
What do you manifest? What do you think is going wrong?
Every time I think I'm just dying. Like, no matter what it is, my back will hurt. I'm like, oh my God, it's cancer and it's spreading. And so I'll call her and I'll go in and I'll just sit there and wait for her because she's like booked up.
I mean, let me just throw this
it's
out there.
Really bad.
I'm a 29-year-old male. I've gotten 2 MRIs this year.
That's my dream, is to have an MRI machine.
Your own.
And my own, and
do you
I
want
can
to go
just...
in on one together. I'm
yeah,
down.
Honestly, right, yeah. Yes, it would give me such relief in life to know that.
Absolutely, I wake up every morning just to make it go in for 20 minutes, just to make
just
sure,
see what's up,
just to check
yeah.
it out.
Yeah.
Don't you have to swallow the dye or something?
No, that's like that's one good. Kind of. No, that's part of an MRI, but I didn't have to do that the second time.
Is that the one machine that goes like this?
Yeah. That was a perfect sound, actually. It definitely does that.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never
sounds like a wooden
that.
Table.
I've never had one.
It sounds like Daft Punk is doing like a really weird experimental song for 30 minutes.
And you gotta stay still?
You have to stay completely still,
yeah, that's not
and
happening.
It's completely claustrophobic in there, and I just
great.
Close my eyes, and I like try to make a rhythm out of the whole thing.
Yeah,
so
I'll die before I stay still for 30 minutes.
It's really, it's a weird thing. But when you're convinced you're dying, you're
yeah.
like, whatever I need, just give
yeah,
me some peace
give me
of mind
anything.
Here, yeah?
It's
don't they
fine.
Have those suspension chambers where you're in pitch black and you're floating and
yeah.
the sound is not the same?
That's
kind
different.
Of,
it's an isolation chamber
yeah,
or something?
Yeah,
yeah.
What is that? Is that where
it's
you're
just like
in
a
trouble?
Thing that's in
it's
Venice.
It's like a new fucking thing.
Yeah, you
thing.
Go sit in salt water in dark.
Oh, that sounds like jail. That sounds like a bat. That sounds like you're in trouble.
Is jail not on there?
No.
Oh.
My doctor, when I first met him, he was like, what's wrong? And then he's like, what's that? And then he did that thing to me.
No.
Yeah. He was like, what's that? Whoop. He was just like, he's like an old dude in West Hollywood.
For the listeners, he put his finger to his chest, and when Morgan looked down, he moved the finger up to his nose.
Yeah, he did like the...
Your doctor too? Got you so good.
Yeah, he got me really good.
All right, we got a wrap.
But wait, I just have one question, I think. It's been an hour. Every time I say I have a question, Morgan just says stuff.
I just feel like everybody that's watching knows a lot about you guys through Emo Night, but I really wanted to press the fact that you guys are actual musicians and write songs.
I feel like we talked about that a lot, though.
I don't know.
What do you guys want to plug? We got a few minutes left here.
I got a book coming out. What do we have coming out?
We have some stuff coming out that we can't discuss yet.
Perfect.
We can probably talk about it.
This will air in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
We've been working with many people with songs that we have songs we're excited about, including
more, so specific.
I was about to get into it. Okay. Including more Walk the Moon, Jason Derulo.
Wow.
That. What else? Anything else?
Those Daya, are the two. Marina the Diamond.
Her name is Daya.
Daya.
She corrected us 100 times during the course of
Did
one day.
Did you call
day.
Her Marina?
Marina. No, Marina and the Diamonds is another artist.
Oh.
Yeah, Marina
Who's
the Diamond.
Daya.
Daya?
Oh, I know Daya. Daya.
No, it's Daya.
It's Daya.
Turns out.
Oh, you mean Daya?
I mean, the amount of times that she corrected me and I still could not bring myself to say it correctly, so I don't blame you.
Yeah. Isn't she friends with Kaminsky?
It's like the
No,
cheese.
That's a different. That's like Dia. Dia. Different.
What
person.
What was your final thing going to be?
I was just going to ask how you guys have seen Emo Night change, because you guys have been there pretty much since the beginning. Like, has it changed in your view, or are you just so over it and tired, or or I don't know, just the progression of it, I guess.
Well, the tired thing is funny, because, you know, when we first, like, begged you guys through someone else to let us DJ once, it was, we couldn't have been more excited, and I still get the same excitement every time, but I do feel tired when 10 p.m. rolls around, and I think to myself, fuck, I...
3 hours.
It's still 3 hours still till we going go on. But then once we get there, it's pretty instantaneous. Like, I mean, you guys look miserable, but we're pretty happy.
I always have the most fun during you guys' set, though.
No, you don't actually look miserable. But so it like
I mean
it,
I probably do sometimes. Yeah.
I think
it instantly turns on, and we're like, well, I guess we can take a shot of Fireball. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then it's really fun again. And then we go home, and I'll take a long bath and just like reflect on the night. Mm-hmm. But as far as like how the nights change,
I'm just in like disbelief at how insane it is.
Still.
Like, still, and how it is not plateaued somehow. And I think that's a credit to you guys keeping it fresh. But like, it's crazy. Every month when I go there, I'm just like, how is this? How is that line still a line?
Yeah.
Also, listeners out there, what is the mindset of the person who's at the back of the line?
Well, we don't know how fast at midnight. When we
I mean,
it.
Think about people who fucking wait in line for 3 hours to go on the Cars ride. That shit lasts like 15 seconds. If you do it
honestly, that's the best explanation.
I've really
I've
never
heard.
Put it together like that.
That's very perfect. That's very perfect.
To be like your guys' set is the only set that I stand in the back and I watch the whole thing. I watch the whole thing. It's still very very fun for me. So it's
I mean
not,
we
that's
have
it.
It's
we
the reason
have
I
so
go
much
to
fun.
Emo.
And just on the record, we love you guys and talk about you all the time about how great you all three
you guys
are
okay. It's
we guys are fine. Like,
Babs has never shown us more than mild affection.
Yeah, it's
I just
fine.
Want to say.
I know it's you every
and
time.
And TJ has
someone,
shown us pure disdain.
When someone tweets at you like who was DJing that something or other and you're like Captain Cats, they're all right. It's always Babs.
Yeah, you know. Even when people say it in real life, I'm like they're fine. It's
all right, well,
they
thank
could
you guys
be better.
For coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
What do you guys, did you guys eat?
We know you guys are so busy.
We have
so
eaten.
Thanks for coming.
I mean, I haven't.
What are you going to eat? I just want to know.
Eat together.
What
yeah, we'll
I, just,
go
I can't eat with you. I have so much stuff to do, but I just want to know what you
oh,
are.
Cool. Oh, you're busy. Cool. Busy guy.
Oh, we're busy.
What, we,
oh yeah.
We have nothing to do.
Please call our manager. We're so busy we can't even
schedule.
That's good.
Babs,
that's good.
I was just being
That was the last straw for me.
I was being effective.
The last
I was being effective.
The last piece of Morgan's hair.
And with that. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Love you
guys. You cannot.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the professional book nerds. Two Mondays a month, we interview authors and talk about their upcoming books, what drives them, and their go-to order at the cafe.
On Thursdays, we share recommendations and dive into topics readers face, like, how do I actually read the books on my to-be-read list?
You can find the Professional Book Nerds podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn more about us? Our website is professionalbooknerds.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds.
We hope you'll come and listen, and as always,
happy reading!